P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock! I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Truman Capote.
Why don't you have some fun?
Fun!
Tommy. That's a cave thing.
Whoever she is, I'm gonna find her and I'm gonna hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish!
I'm always home, I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Hey Haw fans, welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman. Our love letter, love the keyword today, to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, and we're always ready to rewatch Philip Seymour Hoffman movies, especially today, Kyle, because you know what?
We're making it rain.
Yeah. We got the candles lit.
Mm-hmm.
We got the bath drawn.
Oh, yeah. You know.
We're celebrating Valentine's Day. Yeah. And I know what you're wondering, guys. What the hell are you doing?
Guess what I got you, Brian? I got you white chocolate.
You're getting excited. We got to tell people why we're here. Because we rigged the system. We cheated a little bit. We cheated on Valentine's Day. Never a good thing. But yeah, surprise. We decided to release a special Valentine's Day episode. Mainly because we knew you Haw fans out there would never vote for A Long Came Polly.
I don't know if never, but like...
We would have had to rig it.
Yeah, like put it up against, I don't know.
Like Joy Breaker.
Or like Montana.
Montana, yes.
Another Baldwin film, right?
But against the heavyweights... Yeah, another Baldwin film. But against like the heavyweights, you know, like the real Hoffman films.
Like... How we just did Capote.
Yes. Seems like didn't stand a chance. And Kyle, you've been an advocate for this film. I like it too. I mean, I specifically like his performance. But I've been wanting to rewatch this in so long. Because I think maybe this is probably one of the rare films that we've probably watched together. If we haven't watched it together, we've talked about it enough, even before this podcast, that it's felt like we've watched it together. So this is just going to be a fun one.
I'm so psyched right now.
It's a short one, a fun one. And, you know, like I said, a romantic one.
Yeah.
So I hope I hope it's like the morning of Valentine's Day, February 14th.
It's a Friday, maybe you took a little 3-day weekend.
Yeah, and you're like, what should I do with my love tonight? Yeah. Maybe you don't have plans. Why don't you put this on your audio device? You know, put the volume nice. How about you pump that bass up so you hear the real bass in our voice?
Yeah.
And watch Along Came Polly with us, with your loved one, or just listen to it.
Yeah, just like a nice, gentle slap.
You are so ready. You are so primed.
Yeah, okay.
I bet we don't even have to press play. I bet you could just like say the movie, or we could just talk parts. Did you and I do this episode alone? I can't remember.
No, Mike Manzi.
Oh,
remember,
Mike Manzi.
I almost died. I almost died, not because of Mike Manzi, but like we watched outtakes beforehand.
Yeah,
and my face turned purple. I love this performance. I really enjoy this movie. I don't get why people hate on it so much. Again, because it's all about... I mean, you know, not even just Philip Seymour Hoffman. We're gonna be talking about it. There's just so many... I think
I didn't even look up facts. It doesn't matter.
No,
I don't really care about facts for this film.
It doesn't.
Let's do it. So, yeah. Okay, Kyle, you got the remote in your hand.
Yeah, like it's the cusp of the universal... The sun is rising...
And guys, this is a rewatch, just a reminder. Like we said, you could listen to our Along Came Polly episode in the archives at cageclub.me or wherever you're listening to this podcast today, whether it be Google Play, whether it be Stitcher, whether it be Apple Podcasts,
Spotify.
Whether it be Spotify. Spotify.
Congrats,
I just sent you that article.
Bill Simmons.
Woo. That's a lot of money.
$200 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
We're next.
Cage Club's going to get sold.
Yeah.
Joey and Mike, you're going to be $200 million richer.
And then I'll steal it from you.
No. But, you know, check out our original episode back in the archives. It was a while ago, though. So this one, you want to queue it up. Where are you, Kyle? Is there a timestamp or just...
The cusp of the... It's, you know, I paused it like right when it was beginning. So it's the sun is just about to rise beyond the universal Earth.
So thank you for watching with us. If you're watching, if you're just listening, thank you for participating and listen to, like, you know, I feel like it's going to be a good moment. So when we say go, or you'll say it because you have the remote.
Yeah.
You guys press go at home.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Now, I mentioned, you know, the Hoff fans on social media. Of course, you could follow us on all social media platforms. P.S. I love Hoffman. You've been great. And by the way, we still have a mid-month episode. That'll come out this following Monday.
Monday, so it's the 14th, 15th,
16th, 17th. 17th. Oh, wedding movie. I forget about that.
Yeah. A Jersey Films production. Wait, so is that... That's not Kevin... No, he's View Askew, right? Kevin Smith?
But I always felt like that was his... Let me see.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, third credit. Should be number one. It's his movie.
Danny DeVito's production company.
Oh. Ruben.
All right, this is Ben Stiller in, I don't want to say his prime, like not, it is his prime, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, right, yeah, we ha- like,
but so not this, like, this like
came
in,
out in
2004. Not art-wise, you know?
No, like yeah.
When he was the most famous he could possibly be. And there was like a couple Ben Stiller archetypes, like, right? There was the, yes. Look at the cummerbund, oh. Right away. This is America's greatest actor, ladies and gentlemen. America's greatest actor.
It's like a slip and slide, dude. I love watching it with the subtitles on. Oh, my head's already hurting. That was a tight laugh.
Now, again, you have your Ben Stiller roles that are like over the top, like Zoolander. And you have this Ben Stiller character, like the nervous guy.
Yeah, this does fall. I'm surprised I enjoy this movie as much as I do. And again, I think it's... okay.
We get so much Hoffman so early.
Yeah, hit me, dude. Yeah, wait. I'll,
remember that point.
Oh, yeah, Judah Friedlander and Kevin Hart. Very small. With our main man. Crocodile teeth.
You know, this has everything, right? We love wedding movies. Yeah. We love Hoffman movies. This has an allusion to a high school film.
It's a food scene right now.
A food scene. This movie really has it all for us.
This, yeah. Very much alive, my friend. Back to my roots. Sorry.
Yeah, don't ruin the movie for those at home, Kyle.
Get back to my roots.
I love it.
Gonna be huge. I just love that, like, he came onto this production. I love everything about it. Like, this tie, this cummerbund, just, like, the cummerbund being a little lower than, like, his gut. Like, he's
yeah,
just...
he has no, like... No, I don't want to say pride in this movie, yeah. But kind of, you know what I mean? He is willing to look like an idiot.
Honestly, I believe between... So this is 2004. I think Mission Impossible is 2006. So I think between this and then being a bad guy in that, like seeing him in this like penguin tuxedo, that's how the rumors for
maybe
the third
you saw
Batman,
the,
Christopher Nolan's Batman.
You saw the conversation that Hoffman just had with Ben Stiller? Like, you sure you want to do this? No one had that with me at my wedding. It's kind of disappointing, right? I'm sure plenty of people had it with Nicole, but... Every time he is on screen, he steals the scene.
Yeah. And then,
rivaled, though, but... Is that Jeff Ross behind him?
Maybe, yeah. I think so, yeah. I think he's like the...
Oh, my God. This is another archetype Alec Baldwin character.
Alec Baldwin...
Like, it's not that dissimilar to 30 Rock.
No, and this is before 30 mm-hmm. Rock, so it's like...
Or even The Departed.
Yeah. I love it. Just like Alec Baldwin was like, okay, I'm not like a sex icon anymore. I'm just gonna just like be wait, fucking
I
weird. It.
I would ensure this marriage any day of the week. And then later, what he says about her? Wait.
Oh my God, gesturing on.
And then Hoffman just
gonna, sorry, people, this is going to be us laughing.
Whatever. Happy Valentine's Day.
So, yeah, so what I was going to say before we got a whole lot of Philip Seymour Hoffman was I'm not like the Zoolander films The Ben Stiller films I like are more like Zoolander, where he's like silly and stuff like that. Like, I'm not a big Meet the Parents. I don't like the movies that. situations keep getting worse and worse.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, he started that with something about Mary. Which I'm a big Something About Mary guy.
No,
but
I enjoyed that because then that's also a movie that's very over the top. I mean, not that,
eventually it goes to like films like The Heartbreak Kid and stuff where I'm just so sick of it.
I love the pace of this movie. I'm going to put that out
there. It's so fast. And if I read the time code correctly, it's only hour 30 with credits.
Yeah. Fantastic. What a
All we need. Yeah. It's all we need. Anyone who shits on this movie.
Yeah, produced by Dan DeVito.
There we go. Who's it harming? Who's it harming, right? This is the most harmless film in the world.
I just, if you don't like this movie, I just don't think you enjoy life. I'm sorry.
Like, there is unnecessary stuff. He saw a lizard and dropped her, you know?
Yeah.
Written and directed by John Hamburg.
There was great side boob and banana hammock right there. It's a movie for everybody.
I wonder if they shot at the same parts.
How'd she hurt her inner thigh like that?
I would say, again, the biggest criticism I have of this film, and maybe I said this on the original, maybe I don't, is like, there's too much gross-out humor that we don't need, or supposed to be, like, gross-out's a bad word, but like, really slapstick humor, like the ferret and stuff, and like her falling there. Like, I don't need that. Very local movie to us, though. We get a lot of New York City scenes. They're talking about moving to Montclair, town in Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. And I know we hypothesized that Philip Seymour Hoffman was like, yeah, I live around there. Like, this is going to be an easy gig, like, in the sense of I get to work with a funny guy. And, yeah.
Hello. Hank Azaria, who... do you think that's his real butt?
Yeah. I think so.
He's underratedly in great shape. Like, he's in great shape in this film.
Yeah.
He's been in other films where he's in great shape.
Yeah, well, people are afraid of his Guatemalan-ness, his natural heat.
I feel like The Birdcage is in the same category as this film. Like, you either love it or hate it. It's hard to defend, but it's
I think The Birdcage is, like, a smarter film and covers more, like, the themes and, like, the importance of, I don't know, like, the message is a bit more important.
The only way we would probably cover The Birdcage... Because I can't even think of a theme. Like, we're not going to... You and I are not qualified to do, like, LGBT movies, you know? Uh-huh. But if we've been asked and we said no, like, oh, you guys should do a Robin Williams podcast. But it's, like, people who died before their time the same year. Like, it's sobering. Like, I love Robin Williams, and I know you do, too. But, like, I'd rather just carry the Hoffman torch and not just carry the torch of multiple...
But this is, like, silly moments that I love the quick reveal of this. Like, he was naked before, lifts up the flippers, and he's
it's
got
so
his...
simple.
Yeah, that's...
It's so simple.
Yeah. See, I love moments like that.
Okay. This is not, like, a man-woman thing, what I'm about to say. I'm just saying partner-to-partner thing. You're on a honeymoon? Spend every moment you can with your partner.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's about to do, like, a little something romantic, but, like, just stay on the boat and, yeah, enjoy it, like, with her and get to see, like, her, you know, like, enjoying snorkeling or scuba.
I'm not saying, like, you shouldn't trust your partner, you know, but, like, just take advantage of that.
Yeah, you just got married, so, yes, you want to spend, like, every moment possible.
Also, you just bought her a house, so you don't need to put rose petals on the bed to be romantic. This conversation.
Okay, so it's St. Bart. You'll know this better than me. What is that like? Is that a like how you know, Bermuda is to the United Kingdom?
France.
So that's why he's got the whole. Okay. Yeah.
It's a French.
Does his
territory.
French accent offend you?
No.
Okay.
Now.
Because he just gave up the character of Apu.
Well, I don't blame him for that. I mean, it is dated, but I'm sorry. This is a controversial point, but maybe not. But Simpsons should have ended like 10 years ago, and this wouldn't be controversial. You know? It's true, though. Like,
is he going to cook the lobsters himself also? I'm really confused by this.
I think it's more like, let's put more animals in this film. He would wear those sandals, though. God, the like most stereotypical music, like the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, the weakest thing is the soundtrack. I'd say. Ah, poor Lubin.
It's funny because, like, you could have started the movie right after this, but it would have been too short.
Yeah.
You know, like, that he came back.
It's kind of, like, okay, they definitely didn't put the flippers on in that room. So they put the flippers on, then they walk down the steps into this room, they leave them on, they have sex, that's awesome.
You think they ever went out? I would imagine.
No, I don't think so.
But he's been there for a while.
This whole time, and they don't look... I don't know.
True, true. I have to say, Deborah Messing.
Of course you didn't plan it. You just met him before.
The hippo story.
What's better, this hippopotamus story or Dali saying rhinoceros in Midnight in Paris?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was going to say, though, Deborah Messing... so hot from Will and Grace at the time.
Yeah.
And you have our lead here, Polly, is so hot from Friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is like an NBC movie. I saw this in the theaters. I don't know when
the
first time you saw this.
What was Mad About You on?
NBC.
There you go.
And Helen Hunt's in the film. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I was like...
But I don't know if Will and Grace and Mad About You cross paths.
Wait, what?
Like, were they on that Thursday night at the same time? It's possible that when Mad About You ended that they moved Will and Grace in its slot. Because it feels like it fills a similar niche.
Yeah.
If anything, they might have crossed 1 or 2 years.
Is that a geo? Again, just it's got a good pace.
If you like fast-paced movies, I want to see like a Noah Baumbach version of this. Speaking of Ben Stiller, like a slow-paced... They're on St. Bart's the entire time.
Yeah, or like Alexander Payne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, coming back. Oh. So, okay, so... I mean, I've never written a film like this, or anything like it. But it... I think people just also don't like the simplicity of it. Like, just the... Like, you could... You know, just the visual of him... There's a lot of visuals in the movie.
Okay.
So, like, him coming back to an apartment by himself, wedding gifts, like, it's just pretty standard, like, you know, kind of just from the page, like, you get it. It's not much depth to it.
But, okay, I'll say this. I saw this movie in theaters, as I was saying. What year is this movie?
04.
04. So, we graduated, what, 05?
Yeah.
So, I was in high school.
Yeah.
I went with my girlfriend at the time. It was a Friday night. We had a good time. That's what this movie's about.
Yeah.
You know? That's what this movie's about. That's it. This is great.
Bindersky.
Now, this movie's both poorly written and well written. Like, I can't describe it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just he's also like he wears like a suit that's like a little too big for him.
Yeah, I don't know if like that's on purpose or that was just the trend of the time.
Yeah,
I feel like that was the trend of the time. You know, like fitted suits weren't back.
I don't know. Like Indersky wears a bit more. I think like suits that.
Well, I mean he's high priced.
You see, Ben Stiller's got the cell phone on the.
Yeah, I'll join you. Oh, I love this scene. I don't care. It might be immature. I love this scene because, like, the men's bathroom is...
It was a slip the moment I saw
it. I love this. He said he would ensure the marriage. And then he comes in here. He says he was a dime store hooker and he knew it.
But technically he's like, that's like a good friend in a way. It's just like, I'm going to back you.
Yeah, I get
it. I'm going to, like, emotionally, like,
I get
that point that he was happy. And he said right then, he's like, oh, you're a dime store hooker.
Oh, I was going to say, like, the men's bathroom is a very awkward place no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
And you have this guy who has no personal space. But it makes sense because he's, like, the leader of this corporation. He's never had to have personal space. Everyone works for him. Again, this is, like, gross-out humor. But you're not, like, seeing his dick or something.
I don't think...
It's PG-13.
It's not... Yeah.
This isn't supposed to be gross out?
Isn't? Or
as I'm saying, it is supposed to be gross out.
Yeah, but it's not like...
touching the ear.
That's not, I don't know, like, I mean, you can... People aren't going to enjoy the gross out of this, but then you have, like, acclaimed movie Bridesmaids, and you have the diarrhea scene and everything like that.
Oh, but that's gross out, too. I don't think people complain about it. I'm saying it, like, I do enjoy this, though.
All right, good things. Hey, Dursky. Do we ever find out what he does with the house? Does he just put it back? Does he just, like...
No, because we'll talk about the ending, but the ending's so ambiguous on purpose. Like, oh, will we do this? Will we not? You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't sell it. He moves in. He says he has to. Because his lease is up or something.
Oh, okay.
And that's why he's like, I was hoping you'd move in with me, Polly. Not to spoil it.
I feel like I knew that outside of that building.
I think it's in the Village.
Okay.
Like on Fifth Ave.
Yes.
They like really beat the insurance thing because he's always wearing insurance shirts. Great, great.
I love the haircut. It's very...
He never has this haircut in any other movies, I don't think.
It's like this in like Heart 8.
Yeah. Kevin Hart. Could you imagine?
Your wife.
Judah Freelander and Kevin Hart are this random television crew.
Judah Freelander and Alec Baldwin about to start, you know, a TV show together.
Doesn't this feel like... This is Universal, right?
Yeah.
So you have so many people who are like on NBC, who will be on NBC, that you feel like someone at the studio has a good relationship with all these people.
Definitely.
Like, I don't know how studios work, but...
I mean, Kevin Hart now part of the Fast and Furious franchise, which is Universal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But that's more through, like...
No, it's because of this movie.
Yeah. Again, that's more...
You're welcome, Hobbs and Shaw, the reason you... No. I'm a student of acting.
He's so terrible. Like, he's such a bad friend. He's a good friend and a bad friend, you know?
Honestly, I strive to be everything he is and more.
She's faking it.
I just love, like, how slick the sides of his hair is, you know?
I know he is one of the greatest actors of all time, but I wish he did more comedy.
Yes.
You know? I'll take, like, five more stupid movies like this in between his, like, higher artwork.
100%.
I think the era was ending at this point.
French nudist!
When I first saw this film, I was like, he's great. It was, yeah.
What a great hard cut.
It seemed... I was like, it seems like a Jack Black role at the time, like, with Ben Stiller a lot. So
yeah,
this...
which this, again, was one, right? Wasn't, or, no, this is surprisingly not one, because, I mean, he, like, maybe, I wonder, okay.
Like, I think if Jack Black wanted this, he would have had it.
Yeah,
he,
exactly. He no, I need to look up right now to see
Ben
if...
Ben Stiller.
Cause is this the time of... Is this...
Wait, school, doesn't he say, like, man, I'm so horny. Did we miss that?
I think we did, yeah.
Okay, I'm making sure this isn't, like, some cut.
No.
And he's like, I'll be by your side the whole time.
All right, I need to look up... I think... Was maybe Jack Black doing School of Rock when this movie's getting made?
Maybe. Wait, do you know that's a Richard Linklater film? School of Rock?
Huh.
Isn't that crazy? The Great Missy Pyle. Obviously, Jennifer Aniston, Friends. Yeah, everyone knows her. But Missy Pyle's in a lot of Ben Stiller stuff.
Yeah.
Dodgeball. Yeah. She's hilarious, too. Now, she guest starred on Friends. So did Ben Stiller. And dated Rachel.
Yeah. Jack Black filmography.
. 2004, I don't know if that was a great year in film, but for me it was, because I saw almost every movie that year. I think we've talked about this, but that was a year I was going to the movies a lot. I was dating, I had friends, I was in high school. So that's the year I think I've seen the most movies. High school, I definitely went to the theater the most.
So School of Rock was 2003. Then it was that movie Envy.
Oh, yeah.
And he also did the voice in Shark Tale in 2004.
Shark Tale, a movie we discussed kind of on the last episode.
Oh, yeah, because of the...
our twin movie.
That and Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Fish movies. Roxanne. Like, in another movie, she and Philip Seymour Hoffman, like, in, like, the rom-coms would, like, have a scene together and end up hooking up, or, like, not hooking up and, like, hating one another, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a
she fills, yeah, with. She fills the niche in Polly's life.
Yeah.
That Sandy fills in Ben Stiller's life. Crocketeers.
Ooh, and
what's forgot her name, but you know,
Kirby, yeah, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Serious. This is when everyone learned what sharded is.
This is honestly like. This is a movie that my mother loves, that my aunt. This is one of my aunt's favorite movies. Because it's simple.
I wish I knew that. I would have, like, at your wedding, would have not done anything except gone up to him and be like, I wish I, on the dance floor in front of them, slipped.
If you would have played it up, like, my aunt would have loved it. Jesus Christ, you're
sorry. Yeah, it's great.
And I love it because he's a theater actor himself, Hoffman. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he knows the guys he's talking about. Mm-hmm. He's not one of them, obviously, he's very accomplished, but.
Doesn't she pour the red into the white or whatever?
Yeah.
Ooh. Is it, Wow. So it's just like, I forget how, like, early on we get all this goodness, because it's not a long movie.
No.
Like, we pretty much have Philip Seymour Hoffman, I feel like, in every other scene, right?
Yeah. This is a crazy amount of screen time for him. Percentage-wise, it might be more than The Master, as weird as that sounds. It's not, but it's up there. Percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise, I can believe that.
Right? Like, yeah. It's close. Oh, God. Ugh, this is gross out humor.
Okay, so yeah, the gross out so far, we've got the urinal and like the with the ear rub. Then we have saying sharded, and then we have.
I'm not kind of count like the bruise and same parts.
No,
you know?
No. Then we have this like the sweat. I think this is the grossest one.
Yes.
And then I guess like then the
well, poop. There's like a poop scene later,
but we don't see poop.
True.
We see like
there could have been an R cut of this, right? Like if they wanted to.
Yeah.
He's such a good actor. I know it's obvious and we're biased because of this podcast, but like you feel his pain here.
Dying, burning.
He's like a misogynistic, arrogant asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, this is.
You like the music, like the. This is gross.
Yeah, really, really poor music choices in this movie.
Ugh. It is funny though. It is.
Yeah, Ben. I mean, that's Ben Stiller's so good. The comfortability of films of Sandy, but then Ruben, like, this is what Ben Stiller does, like, just that, like. Grossed out, like.
Yeah.
Just found out how to cover this man right here.
All right, next beer in. Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
Come on. It's not even like emotion, you know.
Oh. This is so weird. and so uncomfortable. Can I get the number for Polly Prince?
Yeah, Creeper.
I mean, you know, this is a time before, obviously, you know, social media and everything, so otherwise probably would have, like, a mutual friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then, like, that wouldn't be weird to then, like, message and be... But then, yeah, then, you're making it 10 times worse.
See, this is such a relic of its time, too, because if you're him, you get that number, you're texting.
Yeah.
You know? Answering machines, you don't see them anymore.
No. You don't see landlines anymore.
No. This music.
Soho.
This is Soho in its prime. Not saying... How can I put it? Yes, it's, like, much better now, but this is Soho in its prime in the
Soho
sense, like,
has officially now, like, sold out.
Yeah. 10 years ago it was sold out, you know? But this is, like, when... You could be like, oh, a bohemian person would live in Soho.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh my god, you're going to get mugged. But also it wasn't like, no way Polly could afford Soho.
No. Her place, like, she should be living with that other, with her friend.
Yeah. And we used to, when we used to take the bus into Manhattan in high school, I know this is more high school slumber party talk.
It's okay. She just dropped food on the ground. There's a lot of food in this movie. Yeah. There's nuts later. That's
like, no, but we used to, like, well, Soho was one of the neighborhoods that we used to go in, because Soho was, like, the hot neighborhood.
Yeah.
I remember there was, like, an Army-Navy store down in Soho that is... You bought something there.
Really?
Yeah. Remember you went in alone to buy it, and they moved
no,
the
that
store?
Was an Army-Navy store.
What was it?
It was, like, a Western Native American store.
Oh, okay. No, because there was also... On the same trip, we went to, like, an Army-Navy surplus store. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because that's still down there, but they moved it.
Okay. Phone lines got crossed. Wow, she's doing good in the catering world.
No, but I think it's supposed to say, like, she doesn't know how to spend her money.
Yeah.
She does what she wants. That's been one of the big criticisms of this movie, right? Like, who Polly is, like...
Yeah. No, that definitely is. Like, the people I've heard, like, rip into it before, like, comedians or everything like that, it's pretty much, like, the character of Polly and the ferret and just, like, the, oh, free spirit, lackadaisical. It's just, like... I mean, I got, like, nothing against Jennifer Aniston in this movie, but yeah, sure, like...
Yeah, it's not her fault.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's like, yeah, Polly's a free spirit, and Ben Stiller has a stick up his ass. Like, could they ever be a couple? Two white people living in New York? This was an era, too, where, like... It sounds weird, but people wore suits.
Yeah.
Even in business today... Most offices aren't, like, suit-based anymore.
I don't really know. Risk masker.
No, like, I'm serious. Like, you know, my brother works, for example, you know, in corporate America. And nobody wears suits and tie unless you have a big meeting. You don't come in jeans and, like, a t-shirt. But,
no,
you know,
but, like...
There's... Like, slacks, a belt, and the shirt would be okay. I know, you know, I work in Manhattan, I'm on the street all day, you know, selling my wares. But I hardly ever see someone in a suit, even down on Wall Street. Not hardly, but it's not like, you used to see, like, mobs of people in suits. And it's weird to see a movie from 2004 that the fashion is so different. Because this is in our lifetime.
Yeah. Hell's Kitchen. Wait, but that's like, it's something like, see, like, they had the Hell's Kitchen Community Center sign. That's, it was over.
Yeah, but you could say maybe, like, it was like school that closed or something. And then this guy, like, ended up being on that show Heroes on NBC. He's picking the tightest clothes.
Jesus.
I know you've always loved this outfit of his.
Yeah, the jacket over just what he was wearing.
Because he still dresses and like his prime, right? His prime was the 80s.
Yeah.
He was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, his outfits are so outdated. It's still... Yeah, there's a bunch of food scenes in this movie.
There are so many Hoffman scenes. I love this.
I just love the, I'm listening to it, and at the same time that I'm loving this, I am, like, recognizing, it's like, he's bringing up IBS, and then cut to, you know, like, him
this
saying...
Is, so I'm sorry to cut you off, but this, if you haven't had on your podcast yet, would be the food scene of the film, in my mind. None of the Indian food, but we're Hoffman fans.
No, yeah, exactly.
So sorry, you're saying.
No, just, like, the delivery of it, and the, the setup of, like, then... You know, saying, like, well, hopefully she doesn't pick a place, like, too ethnic or whatever, and then cut to. Just tap it a little bright.
Again, this will be so in your face. He's blotting the grease, because he's such a, you know. Oh, God.
Dripping the grease, squeezing it out. Oh, my God. Sandy Lyle is just so fantastic.
But like, fuck him. Like, for just be like, oh, she can pick the place, but just be like, oh, you don't have to say I have IBS, but like,
yeah, just be like, that food doesn't agree with me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I didn't know that you get stir crazy if you're stuck in a place for too long, Polly.
I just even love that, like, she's sitting... would something definitely would have been said. Look how much she's sweating.
This feels like... she did say something. But
yeah,
if you,
no,
if...
but, like, way before that. Like... But, yeah, she's, like, she's sitting on the pillows. He's in a chair. He's got that support. That structure. He's sweating so much.
Yeah, they definitely, like, dunked water on his head.
Yeah, they just took, like, a Windex bottle full of water and just sprayed all over.
He looks sweatier in some shots, and then, like, he's less sweaty.
Yeah, his close-ups, he looks a lot sweatier.
Yeah. She is gorgeous. Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, I don't want to be crude. Like, I don't want to be crude, but
that's not crude. Gorgeous.
But, no, but like
I'd say sexy as fuck. Like
Jennifer Aniston is a beautiful person.
Yeah, friends.
Then now forever.
She must have shot this like right after Friends ended, or like right before. Like
that's her season 10 hair for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, this both ended. This came out in 2004, and Friends ended in 2004. Why so many keys? Rodolfo.
Like, this didn't... We didn't need an animal in the movie, you know? Would you have... In that situation, I'll ask you this question. Remember your old single days, okay?
Okay.
You're feeling like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know you wouldn't do something like that to yourself, you know, on a date. Like, yeah. If you know food's not going to agree with you. But theoretically, you
do. My first date with people, I'm never eating food. Number one.
Good to, Mr. Foodie Films? Really?
Yeah. That's, food doesn't mean just food. It means, you know, drinks as well, so.
I get it. But okay. So, first date. You went to eat food against your wishes or will, somehow.
And also agreed to food that I know doesn't agree with me at all.
And let's say you're feeling like this. But it's Jennifer Aniston or Jennifer Aniston looking person, we'll say. Or personality too, the total package.
I'm not just someone I,
Are you taking the chance and going upstairs? Or are you saying, like, this went well, let me cut my losses and we'll go on another
date? Again, I mean,
date.
The fact that I made those other stupid decisions, I would, well, never in a million years am I doing this.
Okay, no, but like, no, I know that.
Yeah, but like, I'm, like, I don't want to gross out anybody right now. I know exactly what I would do.
Just be diplomatic about it. What would you do?
I mean, I would have gone upstairs. Jennifer Aniston, someone looks like her, someone that I'm just, like, into as Polly, as Ruben is into her.
Yes.
Someone of that invites me upstairs. I'm going upstairs.
Even if you feel that. And you would have gone to the bathroom.
I mean,
anyway.
I would have, number one, tried to go to the bathroom. If I made the stupid decisions up to the point of the whole restaurant and everything, I would have tried to go to the bathroom at the restaurant.
Yeah. Did he try?
They didn't show. And even if you don't,
I'm remembering a scene where he's where they're like, "I'm gonna be in here for a while, buddy." Oh, is that a later?
I don't remember that.
I just want to really make sure we're watching like the most obtainable copy here.
Yeah, there's no like unrated cut or anything like that. But, dude, why would you make number two in her apartment? Oh, so I, Sandy and I have a fundamental, disagreement.
Hmm.
What's this actor's name? He was in a Foodie Film and also a Tom Tom Club movie. Cocktail.
Oh, yeah. One that you were on.
Yes. And in that movie, spoiler alert, he kills himself.
Way to bring it down. I love this.
Doug Coughlin. No, I'm sorry. That's his character's name. Brian Brown is that guy's.
Gotcha.
Would never guess that.
I love what they did here. Such a throwaway line. Like, I need you to fly out to L.A. to meet him. But why does he have to go to L.A.? One reason. They shot in L.A. This scene is in L.A. People know that's not New York, you know?
But they shot...
This scene is in L.A.
Okay.
Like, I'm saying they shot this scene in L.A.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, you have to fly to L.A. because it's on a roof. That's probably where they have, like, permission,
gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, like, we don't see any other L.A. stuff. This could easily have been in New York.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's he's in L.A. right now. You forget about how many wacky characters are in this film.
Leland Effeffer. Back again. Why? Why? Also, just in the sense of like, I would like two dates in a row, I'm not going to like similar food places.
But I think it's different countries, so.
Oh, okay. Indian versus Middle Eastern or something.
I think one was, like, Ethiopian or something.
Oh, okay. It was
Moroccan.
No,
Moroccan was one of them. And this is, like, Indian.
Oh, because last one you said, like, Al...
Hafez, yeah, but it was Moroccan. That's
okay.
A Muslim name.
Oh, it's a good point.
And this is Indian. So very far
this
from
is
each
Native
other
American.
On the globe. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now, we talked about this on, you know, the original run, but, like, the dad, I forgot his name. Like, it doesn't say a word in the entire film. And in an earlier Hoffman film, My Boyfriend's Back, he plays like a janitor, or like a grave digger.
Yeah.
Who has a similar thing where he doesn't say words until like the end of the movie. And it's like so weird. It's like, that's this guy's niche.
Sog.
How long has it been?
I think he says to her like 2 weeks ago.
So she's selling villas in 2 weeks?
Yeah. St. Parch isn't cheap, man. She's got a...
I love those clips. They're so of the time.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, my God.
I love how this was like a lunch.
Yeah.
It's heavy lunch.
I love her outfit. I love
Again, very of the time. Very, like, boho chic.
yeah.
You know, like, this kind of fashion would inspire... like Urban Outfitters and a proliferation of that kind of fashion.
2 weeks ago. And this is like, these are the moments that like you know, like root for like Polly or like, I think at least not, or just, you know, like start liking her because she does have this warmth and, you know.
Yeah, and she's one of the only people who wouldn't empathetic. Probably like, yeah, she's empathetic and she doesn't run away here because like, who is she to talk, you know?
Yeah. There's...
Yes, we saw it earlier in the movie.
I know, but it reminded me of the joke, and it painted a picture in her head, so I appreciate it. Ooh, little...
love his reaction. Like, it's so much more visual than one would be listening to an answering machine. But we need it for the movie. I get it.
Maybe not Ben Stiller. Maybe he's just this.
Like, huh, what should I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's why he and Christine Taylor got divorced.
Oh, don't mind me. Wear comfortable shoes anywhere is like those shoes, but he's still in, like, the blazer. Or not really a blazer.
No, it's like, it's a dad outfit.
Very, yeah. You were just, I don't know if it's released yet, but I know you were just a guest on Cruise Club, right, for Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller.
Yes, I believe that episode has come out. Wait, no, because I would have been...
I feel like it might be out this Friday.
Oh, maybe. Let me look at it right now.
Valentine's Day as well? It's going to be a big Valentine's Day. My episode, by the way, this week for Valentine's Day is Twilight New Moon, and it's fun. Me and my guest, Kate Hudson, we share a bottle of wine and talk about the greatest love story of them all, Bella and Edward and Jacob. So you want to check that out on High School Slumber Party. Have you been to a Latin club like this in New York, by the way?
No.
Because I don't think they exist. Like, everyone's like, ooh, yeah, you know? This is something you'd see in Vegas, you know? Not like a real...
Miami.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. But what it looks like to me is more like a Vegas reproduction.
Sure.
In like a hotel.
This could have been in L.A., maybe.
Like that Latin Quarter sign. I'm sure it was on a set or something.
Yeah.
That Latin Quarter sign is very like a Vegas restaurant or like the Tropicana in Atlantic City.
It looks like a prop. Oof.
Look, spoiler alert, he ends up being gay. But even if he's gay, I don't know. I guess they're not really dating. They're dancing, you know. It's not Dirty Dancing, but like... I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say, but like...
Spaniard.
It's a little...
Well, did you meet... We met his mom before. Many
yes,
thanks.
Yes, true, true, true.
Not justifying, I'm just explaining it where he's... what he was around growing up.
I'd be like, dude, dance with her.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
She wants to dance.
Yeah.
That was very Rachel. I knew it.
But that's just Jennifer Aniston. That's like Friends.
No, I get it. Obviously, she's Rachel, but it just reminded me of Rachel.
I mean, at this point, like, how many? I know she was in Office Space. She was in that.
The Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun. What's that? That it's got something with a picture in the title, right? Picture Me, right?
Yeah, I just know the cover like by heart from like Blockbuster, but I don't remember.
I'm just saying, like, her most of her acting experience is like sitcom level.
Mm-hmm. She's great. She's. But yeah, no, it's definitely hasn't gone to the movie level yet.
Yeah.
Oof.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yeah. What is that, like Home Alone 2? It's like, Merry Christmas, Harry. Happy Hanukkah, Marv. Happy Valentine's Day, Kyle. Jennifer Aniston. She had pretty much a whole career of not wearing bras. So, God bless her.
God damn it, you're so uncomfortable, Ruben.
Yeah, like the
take the belt off. I know it's like
he took a belt off.
No, he should. I'm saying
no.
Yeah, take the belt off.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, I'm like naked man at this point.
No,
I'm just like completely naked. I'm just joking.
Even like yeah.
How much hamburger meat are you showing? One button.
What is what?
You're the single man expert.
Yeah, and so I'm not doing that. That's silly.
But why did he do that? Like, the show that he was...
Because,
like,
you know, you get a little blood flowing and, like, you know, your muscles get a little bit... Oh, my God.
Talk about blood flowing, huh?
Hand me that pillow, please. Those are some, like, Hooters booty shorts.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Would you have rolled with it?
I've been like, yeah, not into it. No? Okay, sorry.
I have a crick in my wrist. It's so dumb. How about unbuttoning the cuff buttons? Well, I guess he's going to get to it anyway.
Yeah, right? You're going to, yeah. All...
Voice over. I don't consider this gross out humor, but it's still kind of like...
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on who you're watching it with and all that.
Oh, so he's counting down.
Yeah. Like... How old do you think he's supposed to be in this movie? Like, you know.
I don't know. Maybe our age? Is that crazy
like
to say?
Early 30s. Yeah.
Mid-30s, maybe.
Best line right now.
Oh, he's got the crew. The documentary crew.
That was the shortest bit that we got from him. But then it cuts back, right?
Yeah, I think this is like girl talk, guy talk kind of scene.
Yeah, the
this is what you were talking about.
Yeah. It's a heavy pour, too.
I'm down for the heavy pour. Honestly, I'm down for it.
And a red, yeah.
Red, white, I don't care. I'm going to gas for another glass anyway.
Okay. Now, why would you say
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I get what they're trying to do here.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a dumb question to ask as well, Polly. Do you have pajamas? Like, do you have legitimate pajamas that you
Not, like, top and bottom.
Okay, I'm saying
I have
like,
some pajama pants.
I don't know many people today, men, I'll say, who are pajama guys.
Yeah.
You know, like a top-bottom pajama
I would
set.
Wear them if someone purchased them for me.
You know what I think happens, though? I think when you have, like, kids, you might start... Not that my dad did, but I could see, like, all right, I'm not going to walk around the house.
I just have certain t-shirts that I wear to bed, and I have... Most of the time, it's mesh shorts, but if it's a cold night...
She's liberating him, because she's the free spirit.
But also, like... you hit mattress. Be careful. Mattresses aren't cheap.
I think they say that.
Yeah, before, yeah. Yeah. I love this. Like, he's thought about this before. This is something he was upset about with, I'm blanking on Deborah Messing's character's name.
I forgot her name.
But,
Deborah Messing.
Yeah. Like, man, communicate. Just say to her, be like, sweetheart.
Sorry, I just like her outfit in this scene as well.
Yeah.
If you, me as the host of High School Slumber Party, you as the host of Foodie Films, I know we host a show together, but if we were to do a combined show, you know what we can call it?
What?
The Bed and Breakfast. Because I bring the slumber party, you bring the food.
Oh, he got her a key finder, and see, they're like helping one another. Well, as silly as the pillows were, like, it was a good scene, but just how silly to have, like, the pillow scene, and then just, like, the quickness of, like, he helped her with the key finder, like, just the progression. So I get it, people, I get it, but there's something about this movie that still works.
And one of the things is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
The biggest thing, for sure.
Ruby Tuesday. I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
He's so visual with his like facial expressions and everything. All right, dude, you're like dating in 3 weeks.
For a couple. Oof, yeah, he's got some...
Eric Estrada.
Ben Stiller has such that, like, simple, like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Like, boyish.
His face. Just his face. So I have an award on High School Slumber Party, a new award for, like, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but it's like an award for who should the movie really be about, or who would you like to see more?
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know if it should be about, but I would definitely like to see more of Philip Seymour Hoffman here.
I would have loved, like, if this was this is a time of, like, where, you know, like, DVD features, like, reigned, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, extra material was made.
Oh, yeah.
I would love if there was a little thing of, like, the crew of what he was filming, and he, like, put together a trailer for his, you know...
Yeah.
That Access Hollywood or whatever.
I'm surprised streaming services haven't got in on that, because, okay, I know for, like, regular movies, but, like, Disney Plus with The Mandalorian, you know?
Yeah.
Do they have special features for it?
No.
Actually, I haven't looked, right?
You know, like,
HBO will have
those,
them,
like,
yeah.
Inside the episode kind of things.
And I think if people did more of that, you'd be more inclined to watch these things, if that makes sense.
I think so.
Would you base jump for Polly?
Yes.
You can foodie scene?
You can start rattling off things.
Pretty much everything on that risk finder list.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm going to look up what bulgogi is right now.
It's, I've had it.
Means fire
Korean,
meat.
Yeah. I would just say Korean barbecue the other night.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, okay, yeah, I've had it. I just didn't know that's what it was called.
Have you played racquetball?
I have not.
I think that's something that's going to die, if that makes sense. Like, right? I feel like the generation before us, that was something they played a lot, but we don't know anyone who plays racquetball.
No. I feel like it was always something a bit more for, like, upper class.
I get that, but I watch shows like Friends and stuff, and they, like, play racquetball sometimes. And
yeah.
I just think it's, like, more of an 80s or 70s, 80s, 90s thing.
Maybe. Maybe. Nantucket, the Rue Shooter.
The Rue Shooter?
Yeah.
I love he's just bleeding. Guys, if the volume's ever too loud, let us know. Now that we can change it.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a... Yeah, that's my least gross favorite part. Right, yeah, there. I like teeth things.
Not that we can change it, you know, go to the past and change it, but we can certainly adjust for the next episode we do.
Yeah. This is one that I just, like, wanted to hear the dialogue besides just reading.
No, I get why we're doing it. I'm just saying I don't know. I don't think it's bleeding through, but if it does, guys, let us know.
Ooh, being a little sarcastic play fun. I'm into it. Food scene. Nuts.
A lot of food scenes.
Because you know what? You know what brings the people together? Food.
And Jennifer Aniston.
And Jennifer Aniston not wearing a bra. Ugh.
How? I don't see too much nuts on a bar, you know?
I was just... I was in New Orleans again, and I was at the Carousel Bar, and they gave us like a bowl of nuts.
It's such an old fashioned bar, though. Yeah. You know.
But like, you know, they put like a little one, and it's like when people left, they would take it away and they would put a nut.
Yeah,
one out.
You don't see a big bowl of like.
Yeah, a big bowl Chex like Mix. That. Yeah, exactly. Hot zone.
I'm like, dude, I read the subway. I touch poles in the subway. Okay?
Yeah.
That's living life on the edge. She said live life on the edge, and he pulled her away from a hazard.
Aw. Ooh, locking of the fingers.
We got a lot of Hoffman in the first, like, third of this movie.
Yeah, then he's got a bit of a...
I guess it's not Along Came Sandy. That's what I was thinking before, I wish.
This is very Ben Stiller. Ooh.
What kind of move is that?
I don't know. She's like so...
You used to say this was your favorite scene of the movie.
I said this?
Yeah, you're like, I love the scene. I love the look on Polly's face when he does the dance solo.
I love it. Is this, as a Dominican, is this how you feel around white people? Like, if you taught someone, would you be proud? I remember, like, the shot from, like, the trailer.
Yeah. Because, like, Along Came Polly, yeah. You know?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah. And then her face. Like, I always remember, like, this, like...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, love. Two opposites meet up and find a common ground.
But fuck everyone. I'll watch this movie every week.
But you know what? This means the world. And this means the world to a lot. I think a lot of partners, when they show an interest and obviously put time in and just give it, you know, like you said earlier, just like go dance with her. So this time, like, he finally then, like, went above and beyond.
Yep. Just when everything was going great. Grace sees
take your
Rachel.
Take the sandals off when you're on the couch.
Imagine that's why he gets like, no, get out of here. Your sandals are on.
Yeah.
Also, I hate this because she gets, you know, spoiler alert, she gets mad at him because he brings in a girl.
Yeah.
You fucking left him on his honeymoon.
I'm not your girlfriend.
got serious.
Elisa, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a little early, but, like, she has no room to say anything.
Who, Polly?
No, Lisa.
Lisa? Yeah. I love the scuba.
What a blast this must have been for Hank Azaria. Like, I hope he didn't get in shape for the movie. Maybe he did.
He's always in shape. The man's just like...
But, like, to do... How many days do you think? Like, oh, let's go to St. Barth or some island where they shot it. Or some beach.
3 days.
Like, tops.
Yeah.
Would you take her back? You have history. You know what? Let's be honest. Not if I had Polly in my life at this point.
Yeah.
But if I wasn't doing anything, and I really loved her, I might consider it. People make mistakes. I don't know if I'd be like, we're married, you know? I think I'd be like, we gotta, like, start from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, well...
I wouldn't, like, pretend like everything, nothing was wrong.
Yeah. What are you reacting this way for? Okay. To Affleck.
I love that line. I'm going to Barbados with my mistress
for the weekend.
He doesn't even like,
yeah,
like lie or sugarcoat it.
She's a dive store hooker.
Yeah. A lot of this movie, and I don't like montages that much. A lot of this movie would have been solved with a montage, but then it would have only been an hour long.
I gave him a good price.
Let's be honest, Kyle, and this is going to sound mean, but...
Yes.
Oh, wait, yes, because it's such a Breakfast Club poster. I love it. The kid they picked to be him. But let's be honest, Kyle. You and I, in the past, have not liked guys like Ruben.
Pushovers?
Like, there's a hole right in Sandy's, like, shorts.
There's a hole?
Yeah, like, right in the middle, if they cut to it again.
Oh, really?
From the front. I mean, you know what I mean. There's a hole, like, right in the
Look
middle.
At those sandal slippers.
Damn it. We're not going to see the hole again.
Yeah, he really, he still, like, owns the same clothes.
This part of the movie's dumb. Like, the risk machine, you know? And it's, you also know, and, a subplot in Friends.
I was going to say, and you got to feel bad for Jennifer Aniston, and, like...
She's always getting judged via computer pro-cons lists.
Original Ruffles. Ruben has very similar Ross vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
That's an archetype.
Like, David,
yeah,
Schwimmer could have played this character.
That would have been, like, really weird. Though.
Yes,
like,
very
know.
Weird. But he could have. He could have played this character.
He could have.
He plays, like, a similar character remember that movie 6 Days, 7 Nights?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Anne Heche and Harrison Ford.
I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. And he, like, has sex with, like, whatever dancer woman on, like, the resort. Anne Heche is, like, missing.
Didn't see that in a while.
Missing.
Jennifer Aniston, though, she's not Rachel in this movie.
No. She's, Lisa is more like Lisa, if anything. Like, early Rachel. Rachel from Long Island.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Lisa.
I think it's Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, I love it. Lisa, yeah, this is Phoebe, yeah.
The Rue Shooter.
You think this, they shot this song? This was used in like Road Trip. It's a beautiful day.
Wait. Oh yeah. This is used on a lot of movies.
This like when did this song come out?
I don't know because I don't know it well, but like I only know it from movies.
Yeah. But like I think Road Trip came out in like 2003, so it's like
yes.
Jesus Christ.
The Risk Master turned on. Uh-oh, Rachel discovered the list.
Yeah.
She's not Rachel?
No, dude. Why would you
ask? Well, I'm really not liking Ruben in this watch.
Yeah.
That was so in at the time, like the short sleeve shirt over the long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
How was that on that list? I agree with her.
Future.
I'm with Polly.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm with Polly. Oh God! Oh,
he's just carrying on his plans that he had with Lisa. On
yeah,
to
that's
Polly.
That's fucked up.
Like it should. Is, yeah, to have like those expectations and to be doing that for sure. We never. This is a rarity that, like, in like as far as cliches and everything go, like we never get that moment of like. That's what happened to me, Ruben. Like, my dad left, ended up leaving, or, like, that guy dumped me in college.
What do you mean we don't get that? She says it.
Wait, she does?
Yeah, she's like, my dad had two families in Long Island.
Oh. Okay, I forgot about that.
I don't remember when she says it. I just definitely know that happens. She's like, my dad had a whole second family. I'm like, and I remember thinking, like, I don't need that. Like...
Oh.
There we go.
Okay. I forgot.
On Long Island.
Wait, is her twin sister Rachel?
Oh, that would be so cool.
That's why she's into sailing, because the dad sailed.
Well, but it wouldn't be twin, right? Because it's a different mom. But we could say they're sisters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and because the other one, that's her natural nose. The other one got a nose job. Just happened to get it similar to her half sister.
True.
I think it works out. They hit rocks. They sunk. Like I just love.
Montclair. Friends of ours recently moved to Montclair.
Yes. Do they have a patrol vehicle? Like
I don't know. I'll check next time I go. In the movie? He's sad.
Oh, this... Wait.
What?
I think you used...
This is Beck.
Yeah. I think this was used in Laws in Suburbia, a film we made in high school.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a song I liked before this movie came out. Mm-hmm. I didn't steal it from the Long Game Poly.
I know, but it's all of a sudden, it's a song I haven't heard in a while, but...
Like, a program wouldn't know what those terms... Maybe, I don't know computer programs, I'll shut up.
Yeah, you don't know the crazy technology there was in 2004.
The flip phone.
Yeah.
I want to say, be like, Ruben. Ruben.
Ruben?
You remember Ruben.
Ruben, yeah.
Speaking of road trip. But I want to say, Ruben, take a little break, you know? If it's not working out with Polly, don't just go back to Lisa. Take a couple months off. Discover you, then decide what you want to do.
Or just have Lisa over and bang.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't do that.
Yeah.
But don't get the feelings involved.
This movie's almost over. How did this happen?
Because the Hoffans out there, this is why we had to rig it.
Yeah.
The Hoffans pick some very long movies for us. Very serious.
Yes, I don't know if I ever appreciated those pictures before. That was amazing. She was upset, bro.
Now we're going to, you know, we had a little bit of, like, Hoffman breaks. Now we're going to get an awesome, like, from this to the ending.
It's a bit too late, Poppy.
These lines.
It's so good.
Oh, God. Ugh. I'm not against Deborah Messing, but, you know, like. Also, she left me. I wouldn't still be calling her my wife.
Yeah.
I know she's legally my wife. I would just say, like, this is her name. You know, this is Lisa.
I hate his mom.
I hate his mom, too.
But I love that his parents, like, went to this community theater to see Sandy. Have you ever seen Jesus Christ Superstar?
No.
Neither have I.
I know a lot of the songs just from, like, cultural osmosis, but...
Yeah, like that, and, like, Hair. Just, I think, always, like...
The same era.
Yeah.
There was also, like, a big era of, believe it or not, like, Christian musicals.
Got a very special announcement.
Because you had this, you had, like, Godspell.
Yeah.
Day by day. I'm sad we didn't get to see the show.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
There we go. Cliche dad who hasn't talked the whole movie is going to give a lecture.
But at least Sandy has the perfect line at the end of it.
Yeah. But I mean... Oh, but Ben Stiller is also, like, learning from it.
I like it.
Could Polly have been something better than he even planned for? It's funny because there's all like a lot of TV actors here, a lot of people who we'll see later, but
yeah,
no one is even close to the level of Philip Seymour Hoffman's acting prowess.
No,
you know?
No, not at all. Uh oh.
Why? Okay, well, he answers the question. The Tad's face.
Throw pillows suck. I need that t-shirt.
For a while, like, I bet you Pottery Barn was, like, so angry.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That was incredible. Dustin and Vic.
Which one's Dustin and which one's Vic?
I don't know.
If you had to guess.
I would say Junior Freelander's Dustin.
He looks like a Dustin. Dusty,
yeah.
Dusty.
Yeah, exactly. He gives him, does he give him his jacket?
I'm your wingman.
I love the two of them working together.
Yeah. Again, they were in a movie together before.
Yeah.
What's the movie? The Getaway?
Oh, yeah. I said Montana before, and I meant The Getaway.
The Getaway, yeah. Yeah. So they, do you think on set they were like, hey, remember The Getaway?
Yeah, that would have been, yeah, maybe. I mean, The Getaway is a pretty, like, it's got some fame to it.
It was supposed to be, like, a bigger film.
Yeah. Well, it's a remake. But, like, just the sexiness of Balding, yeah. Basinger. Yeah.
He's so freaking confident here. Yeah. I love it.
Do you remember Brian Dunn, the teacher?
Yeah.
He would always do that in class.
High
school
story.
He loved this movie. And he'd be like,
it was a big deal. This movie was a big deal.
Yeah. Solid. I love the fist were pretty solid.
The budget was somehow $42 million.
Well, Jennifer Aniston was making $1 million an episode.
Fair. Probably like actors cost the most. That's wow, looks so different, the freaking Lower East Side. That's Lower East Side.
Yeah.
But it made $173 million.
That's really good.
Wow.
That's a hit movie.
Oh, big hit. It was something, you know, it was a date movie. Date movies were big back then. I don't think date movies exist anymore.
No, they kind of ended, like, some of the last, like, date movies I remember seeing was in, like, 2010 I saw She's Out of My League. Remember that?
Yeah.
That falls into, like, this category.
And it's something, we're just so, these days, so into, like, nitpicking everything that a movie like this wouldn't exist.
Bull crap, sorry.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, a movie like this doesn't exist anymore because people are nitpick too much, you know?
Yeah. You guys are wrong, and I'm glad we're talking about this movie.
You're as passionate as Sandy right here.
I
love it. He goes to the wrong person.
Yeah. And just Baldwin.
What, he just walked away from the table, yeah, to do that.
Enter Derby and Friends. That would you get that t-shirt in Derby and Friends?
I would. Depending on the price.
And automobile insurance. You got Damn right I am.
Do you think Ruben gets it? It gets him insured if he does the presentation?
Probably not, no.
Probably not, right? So everything worked out.
I mean, maybe at this point when he has, like, a newfound. I don't know. I never know.
Should we do like a movie? I mean, a podcast about ferret movies.
How many other ferret movies?
This is the only one I can think of.
Okay.
I'm sure there are more. His super white t-shirt is kind of annoying to me.
Yes. Like the fact that he was wearing a suit and he took off his shirt and his jacket to run?
Yeah, because he doesn't like to sweat and things.
That V-neck. The first time I saw this, for some reason, I thought that was Harvey Firestein.
Hey, why are you taking my nuts?
Yeah, when he's like, oh, God.
Oh, God, yeah. David, why did I send my mother to Florida?
I gotta call my mother. I gotta call my lawyer. I forget my lawyer. That's, again, in love with you. Why Cincinnati? Why are you leaving New York? Oh, okay.
I know, it's just fun.
Okay.
She mentioned one of the cities, though, and she was, like, moving around. It was a random one.
Yeah, like, right when the guy has this reaction, I always thought it was Harvey Firestein.
Would you have taken Jerry Stiller there, like, in a little cameo, or would it be too distracting? Well, I can see that, the Harvey Firestein thing. Yeah. Not the Jerry Stiller thing, obviously, but, like...
Would you do that to prove love?
To Polly? Yes.
Yeah, pretty much everything and anything. Ugh. Can I pick the restaurant? Please.
Why would you want to pick... Okay. I'm not going to ask. Rodolfo! That was an important shot we got right there. The Rodolfo shot.
Why go back to
exactly.
the same place?
Why go back? I guess it's like face
the
your fears.
The same beach.
To face your fears. That's the only other thing I can think
of.
Hello.
Oh, Lubin.
Oh, my smiles and stripes. Tough nookies.
Lisa, she broke my heart. Sorry.
Not to, like, spoil the big kicker in the end, but he's naked. But, like, if I'm getting that naked, I'd be like, Polly, go topless. A son of the Rue shooter.
Aww. I don't know if I want to be like fully nude in front of like my client.
I wouldn't. Depends what kind of client it was.
Thanks for everything, Claude. Thanks for fucking my wife.
Polly,
Ruben. I love Abba.
Your favorite song. This is in so many movies.
It was used
I think
really well
up, right?
In Dan in Real Life. It was fantastic.
Yeah, Dan in Real Life. I don't hate that movie. He's so hairless. Rodolfo came.
And then Ruben came. Sorry.
In the water.
Happy Valentine's
Day. That's how you end the movie in the podcast. Well, guys, hope you enjoyed this.
That flew by.
I love it. I love it.
Perfect movie.
Hope you enjoyed the, you know, this little Valentine's Day surprise. Hope that bubble bath hasn't gotten cold yet.
Yeah, I hope you don't have any other Valentine's Day surprises.
What does that mean?
Pregnancy. Maybe some of you want to get pregnant. I don't know.
Exactly. It could be a blessing for some.
Yeah, it's true. Rabbi David Barron.
Oh, good. It was a real rabbi. Yeah. I was afraid it wasn't. Wait, Hector's played by a guy named Theodore Shapiro. And let's not talk about that. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Hope you enjoyed our Valentine's Day surprise with Along Came Polly. Remember, we have a mid-month in a couple days on the 17th.
Yes.
We'll announce the winner of the, March 1st?
Yeah.
Woo. This year is going
by
fast.
This year's flying by.
Do you remember the two movies, Kyle, just to remind our audience?
The two movies are...
One is hard to say. Can you say it?
Synecdoche, New York.
There we go.
I didn't want to screw it up. That was my dramatic pause.
And the other?
And the other is...
Is it an orchestra film?
Yes. I almost messed it up. The Late Quartet?
I think it's A Late Quartet.
A Late Quartet, yeah. I almost said The Last Quartet. A Late Quartet, yes.
And if you've already voted, great. I think the voting is closed. But, you know, in a couple days we'll reveal the winner. So I can't wait for that. And thank you guys for tuning in and finding this surprise if you subscribed in your... I don't want to call it a mailbox. What is it? Just like...
In your podcast apps.
Yes. You know, a little surprise, if you will. And enjoy your Valentine's Day. Enjoy your Valentine's Day weekend. And Kyle, anything else you want to say?
Make it rain and stay on cool.
Miracles, way from you, sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles since you came along, you sexy thing. I needed you so badly.